look, I'm not really looking forward to this weekend because I have to get my wisdom teeth out today. I tell you what, I'm actually feeling really nervous about it.
You don't need to worry that much. I know you're worried about, you know, look, it's called happy guess for a reason. You'll go to sleep and you'll wake up and it'll be done. It'll be totally fine. You've got nothing to worry about.
You don't reckon?
You'll be swollen a bit after. It'll be fine. Look, I mean, you're getting it done professionally. There are some people out there who do DIY jobs, so that would be that'd be a whole lot worse.
That's true. A bit of DIY dental work.
People do it.
They do, actually, pulling their own teeth out. I mean, it's so painful having a toothache. People will just get in there and try and something happen.
Yeah, like, all I need is a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah.
Swig that down and tug it out.
By the way, give us a call, 13 12 16, if you have ever done any DIY dental work. Maybe you, pulled a tooth out or tried to do something a bit tricky.
I mean, I would never recommend anyone does any DIY dental work. However, it can be quite expensive.
Yeah, people do it.
If you've done some DIY dental work, or you know someone who has, 13, 12, 16, this might make Rach feel a little bit better about going under the happy guess.
Oh, I'm scared.
Hit FM. 5-1, 13, 12, 16. Have you done some DIY dental work?
Not myself, mate, but my dad has.
What'd he do?
So he had a really bad medical history most of his life, and the medication pretty much ruined his teeth. So when he had a denture plate made for him, it was not the best quality, and the teeth used to fall out and snap off all the time, so he used to just super glue them back in.
Oh yeah.
Really?
God.
Get out the old super glue.
And did the super glue work?
Well, it used to hold in there for a bit and then it'd fall out again, so we'd just pull it back.
Well, just go to the more heavy duty stuff, I guess it is then.
Goes into Bunnings. So what do you need this for? I'm just gluing my teeth.
Just smile. This is why. Thanks for your call,
bud.
Thank you. Thanks, mate.
And Nick, have you done some DIY dental work?
Nah, with me mate, and it cost him about $1,800 afterwards to get it fixed properly.
Oh, jeez, what happened?
He took a
chance. You know your fishing flies, they got a little bit of a hook that goes up.
Yeah.
He put that on his wisdom tooth, pulled it out, and it broke half of it off.
So he left it.
3 weeks later, he got an infection, so he had to wait for the infection to go down before they can operate, and it made it 10 times worse.
Oh, Rach, you're feeling a little bit better about
getting it done professionally?
I tell you what, though, I was in so much pain the other night with my wisdom teeth, I would have considered getting the pliers and ripping it out. I can understand why he tried.
You see where Nick's mate was coming from at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. God, that's painful.
Yeah, don't do that.
He majorly regrets it, guys.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Poor bloke,
Jesus.
Poor bloke. Thanks for your call, Nick.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Sharon on 13, 12, 16, have you done some DIY dental work?
No, well, I haven't, but many, many, many years ago when I was a kid, our neighbour, I had a loose tooth, and our neighbour put a teaspoon under the tooth and ripped it out.
A teaspoon ow! Did it hurt?
Well, I still remember it, and I'm a lady of a certain age now, so yes.
The teaspoon, it's not very narrow.
Thin,
like, wouldn't that be like digging into the other teeth?
Well, I was, I think I would have been about 10, so I had plenty of spaces in my mouth from losing teeth, as you do. But it was a double tooth. It wasn't just one of my front teeth. It was a double tooth.
Oh, you poor thing. That scarred you for life by the sounds.
That'll toughen you up.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, thanks for your call, Sharon.
No worries, bye.
Tonight, actually, there is an outdoor movie happening. And you know what? I really love this whole concept of the outdoor movies. I had one last Friday at the Meadowlands Amphitheatre.
Oh, yeah.
And they showed, like, the kids' movies. And then...
if it doesn't rain.
It is good if it doesn't rain. But tonight, there is one at the Big Four, Whitsunday Tropical Eco Resort.
Oh, yeah.
In the Whitsundays. And they're going to be playing Finding Nemo. I love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
What? You're joking. You're joking. You haven't seen Finding Nemo.
What is Finding Nemo?
Oh, my God. I can't.
What's Finding...
Oh, my God.
I'm joking. I've seen Finding Nemo. I just know how you reacted yesterday when I said I hadn't seen Harry Potter, so I thought I'd do it again.
Oh,
I actually haven't seen Harry Potter, but I've seen Finding Nemo. But that was fun. I really enjoyed that. Just watching your reaction, just the outrage in your face.
Well, you get angry when I haven't seen these older movies, but if you haven't seen any of the new ones...
You're right, I do get
Nemo's
angry.
Nemo's a new classic. Harry Potter's a classic.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't not say that. But anyway, if you want to get along to the outdoor
just
movies...
I should be out on the road.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just, like, what just what lingering you around. Here? Stop laughing. Take Beyonce
he's
with you.
Caught up.
Get out of
that hit car.
Get out of here.
You can see Josiah later.
All right.
He'll have some freebies for you.
Everyone quiet on set, please. We're going to be with the cinemas. It's happening at the Big Four Whitsunday Tropical Eco Resort. 6:30 tonight, Finding Nemo will be there. God,
enjoy
that
it.
Was an effort.
And call us on 13, 12, 16 if you haven't seen Finding Nemo, please. Do Rachel's head in. This will be a new segment. Movies you haven't seen that you should have.
Get up with Jono and Rach.
Oh, my God.
Rach, royal fever has gripped Australia.
It sure has. They were they're in Sydney today, just come back from Melbourne, and we've just been following their every step like the rest of the country. It's so exciting.
And I think we have our mate Troy Nankervis on the line with us right now, who is at Bondi.
Hello, Troy speaking.
Troy, it sounds like there's atmosphere in the background there.
It is all happening. Prince Harry and Meghan have just arrived to Bondi.
Oh, my God, that's so exciting.
Can you see them?
I can. They've just made their way down to the beach. We have thousands of people here. It's a pretty amazing moment.
All right. Okay, so are they far? How far away from you right now would they be?
I'm probably about 100 metres all left.
Oh, my God.
That'll probably take them about 3 hours to get to you from there, I'd say, with all the people.
I think so. I'm surrounded by the world media, so I can't actually see them right now.
Right.
But, we have cameras, iPhones. It's like everyone's got their smartphone out. It's, as you can understand, and they're actually on time. They're early.
Well, we know that they actually walked straight past the crowd when going to an event yesterday. Some people were a little bit upset about that. They're actually taking their time to say hello to everyone at the moment.
Well, the itinerary, they're making their way to the One Wave Surf School right now. That's a surf school raising an important sort of message about mental health. After that, that's when they'll be meeting and greeting all the punters that are down here. We've got thousands of people here.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible.
Sounds exciting.
So
sounds like
exciting.
The place to be. Well, Troy, we'll leave you to it and try to get some good pictures and videos and
send
enjoy
them
the moment.
Absolutely. Give me a buzz if you want another check-in a bit later on.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, Troy.
Thanks, bye.